The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so happy that you're with me today listening. Here it is in beautiful La Quinta, California, at the start of fall. Okay, I just got to admit that I'm so lucky to live here. After a very, very hot summer with many days of over 120 degrees, well, it kind of makes you count your blessings. But even with it being so hot, I gotta admit that the greatest invention upon this planet is air conditioning. So I lived happily in paradise in over 120 degrees, and I never would have guessed that this would ever happen. I also had a great laugh the other day. I rarely watch TV nowadays because, well, there's just too much interesting stuff on the internet, you know. But I sat down with a glass of wine and tuned in to the TV, and I was shocked. I was watching the Beverly Hills Housewives on Bravo, and all of the women happened to be in La Quinta staying at Kyle's beautiful house. I couldn't believe it. But not only that, they went bike riding down to Old Town La Quinta, and they stopped at the places that I frequent. They even went on a long walk in the mountainous deserts, the exact same place where I walk every morning. Now, isn't it amazing that I would turn on the TV at that precise moment and see these women in my neck of the woods? I literally felt that I was with them. Even funnier, they managed to play croquet in the grass in the city center. I just had a great laugh and I just said, this is amazing. But then I thought more about it. It's like you are placed into life exactly where you're supposed to be. And you kind of know you are on track with it because there are life-affirming situations that let you know that, hey, you're supposed to be here. This is exactly how the law of attraction works. You go day to day just doing your work, and then you attract certain situations in your life that affirm, hey, this is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So let me put it to you this way. If you're in a happy or you're in a good mental space, you definitely will attract more of that into your life. If you happen to be unsure if you're happy or not, you are attracting the iffy things to you, things that you may put up with even though it's not really what you want. And then there are things that you do not like at all, but you continue to stay in that same situation because you get fearful of changing your life. Well, let me say this again. You're going to attract that into your life that is designed to help you to know what you like or what you don't like. The universe or source energy put you here for one reason, for you to learn about you. So here's the solution. Actually, a few of them to be exact. Know what you want and go for it. Dream and dream big. This will get your creative juices flowing. Determine what you want and go for it. Whatever you do, know that you will not fail because every failure is just a stepping stone to reaching your dreams. This is your life, and you are here to learn more about living than simply just existing. hey, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to change directions. It's even okay to get a divorce or drop out of school. But it's only okay if you choose another way. And even more importantly, that you never cause harm to another. So this is where the old adage comes in, an eye for an eye. If you do something, even something as simple as gossiping about someone, it will not only come back to you, it will be directed at you. So no one ever escapes karma. Be kind, be giving, be loving. And those attributes will come back to you in many, many ways. If you're hurtful or antagonize another, well, you will get more of that, but it's going to be directed to you. If you want money, you got to give money. This is how the universe works. You give what it is that you want. You know, the oldest business in the world happens to be churches. They know firsthand that tithing works. You give what you want. The law of attraction is the best example of the intent of spiritual principles. And let me just mention another spiritual adventure, aging. You know, you only get smarter as you get older. Life does get easier because as you mature, you realize that you don't have that lifetime ahead of you. But you know what? You're okay with it. It simply stops being scary. But you do have a stronger desire to learn about you and your mind. It is amazing what a little unconditional love towards ourselves will and can do for us. Well, being self-responsible means taking responsibility for everything in your life. And that really starts happening as you get older. That does not mean that you're in charge of your environment or in control of all the stimuli that you encounter. It does mean that you are in charge of your own inner environment and you begin to make choices, and good choices, true choices that are healthy and wise. And yeah, that's what age does. The so-called bad luck is seen through different lenses. In fact, there is a story about luck that I just love, and it illustrates just how limited our judgments can be. So here's the story. An old rancher back in the civil days was just barely getting by. His wife had died giving childbirth to his only son, and he himself was somewhat crippled with arthritis. As his son grew, he therefore did most of the work around the ranch. Now, this rancher was really a nice man, and everyone in town really, really liked him. One day, the boy was out tilling the ground when lightning struck near the mules. The mules bolted, and the old harness could not hold them. The harness broke, and the mules ran off. Without the mules, the rancher and his son would not be able to get their crops in, and they were barely making ends meet as it was. The whole town turned out to commiserate. "Such bad luck," they said. But the old farmer said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" The next day, the mules came running back home, and behind them came a whole herd of wild horses. The farmer and his son seized the opportunity because horses were worth a lot of money. Armies on both sides of the Civil War were paying top dollar for horses. They ran outside and opened up the corral gates, and when the horses and the mules were inside, they closed the gates. This whole town came out to congratulate them. "Such good luck," they said. But the farmer said, "Good luck, bad luck. Who knows?" The next day, the sun went out to break the horses. As nobody would buy a horse, he could not ride. However, the very first pony he mounted simply sunfished and switched over. Well, this means that he went up facing west and came down facing east, and then reared completely over backwards. The boy was very lucky that he wasn't more seriously hurt, just a broken arm and a collarbone. This time the whole town came out to say, "Oh, such bad luck." The old farmer simply said, "Good luck, bad luck. Who knows?" The very next day, the army marched through town and deployed every able-bodied man. Of course, they did not like the farmer's son because his arm and collarbone were broken. The whole town turned out again, saying, "Such good luck." The old farmer simply said, "Good luck, bad luck. Who knows?" The army was headed to Shiloh. Not many lived through that battle. You just never know what is good luck and what is bad luck. But when your bones are broken, you tend to think of only the pain, the inconvenience, and the discomfort, and so on. So you see, if you learn to take life as it comes, you will see that there's good things in everything that happens, as well as bad things, but they always are construed to make your life much easier to understand. There is another story here that's quite powerful. Once, a long time ago, there lived an old man. He had no money, he had no plan, and the king offered riches for his horse, oh so fine. "I'll give you money if you'll make your horse mine." But the old man said, "My horse will not be sold. He lives with me. He lives free and bold." Then one day the horse was plain gone. "The horse has been stolen," the townsfolk cried on. The old man said, "Friends, don't look so sad. Though the horse may be gone, that may not be so bad." "You foolish old man, look what you've done. You had a fine horse, and now you have none. A curse it is, and a curse it will be. You shouldn't have let your horse wander free." Well, the horse soon returned with others by its side. There were 12 now of beauty and pride. The townsfolk said, "Old man, you were right, of unearthly delight. I have now 12 horses. Yes, that is true, but that does not mean I am blessed with them too. It is too soon to judge. Who knows what will be? Try not to make stories from the little that you see." And as it came to pass, the old man's only son tried riding a horse just for fun. Yet he broke both of his legs while playing this game. And the town folks cried, "Oh, what a shame." The old man said, "Friends, don't speak too soon. You hear just one note, yet you sing an entire tune. Who's to say what the future may hold? My son's legs are broken, but the future lies untold. Soon there will be a war, and the young men of town were all sent to fight and were shot down. But the old man's son was saved from this plight. He had broken his legs. He was forced not to fight." And the townsfolk cried out, "Again you were right." But the old man replied, "Have you no sight? Only God knows what is and will be. To live and let live is to live and live free. Remember that. To live and let live is to live and live free. What often appears to be bad luck simply is not. Most of us, if honest, has everything we need right now, and now is our only certainty. If we choose to live in now with a gratitude attitude, taking what comes to us, as the old farmer might, we'd be happier and live longer, healthier lives. It's just a fact. Why would anyone choose otherwise? Do you see that we have to take life as it comes without judgment, keep on going forward, and just know that the best is yet to be? So let's move into why you're not getting what you want. It should be clear that what keeps you from realizing your full potential or your dreams are the strong limiting beliefs that you hold. Well, we've talked about this before, but you know what? It is so true. No one can ever go beyond the self-image or self-concept that they personally hold about themselves. It's impossible. Beliefs determine your experience. If you can't see yourself doing it or being it, well, you might as well just forget it. It won't happen. On the other hand, if you can hold on to that dream and clear out all of those limiting beliefs that say you can't, well, it's yours. With all of the self-help information available today, why isn't everyone happy? And why don't people always get what they want? Why are so many people struggling to achieve something only to give up in frustration? How many self-help or motivational workshops have you attended only to have the excitement wear off after a short period of time because you revert back to what you originally believe? So even though you say to yourself day after day, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, you really believe that you are not rich. So how can the law of attraction benefit you if you really are not believing that you are rich? You have to strengthen the thought form. If you see no results for your efforts, you'll simply give up in frustration. Limiting beliefs could have to do with money, but often it has to do with a personal belief that you're not worthy of wealth, of being rich. It's about how you feel about yourself, and it also has to do with how you feel about your ancestors. Those who have money and have had money for many generations, it's a normal phenomenon to think that they will have enough money throughout their entire lifetime. It's those who have not had that firm belief or come from families who live day to day will often carry those same traits and beliefs in their life. So what can you do? Well, one of the hard lessons that you have to learn is that you have to change the way that you believe. So how do you empower your beliefs and desires to go beyond what you have learned growing up, as well as what your parents have learned? It's so important to discover this, that you can change the past, but you have to be firm in your belief that the best is yet to come. So you have to monitor your mind. So when you say to yourself, I am not rich, you got to stop it. You got to reform that thought. And you got to say over and over to yourself, wow, I am so abundant. I have plenty of money in the bank. I have enough money to make even more money, because money begets money. You can only create by having more money. You can get partners. You can succeed in the money department. But it's up to you to change what was not working. If you are thinking that you're never going to be rich, you've got to stop yourself. You've got to change your mindset to know that you are now rich. You're going to be richer, and that you are changing your life. It's your determination that will build on that belief. Then, when you see that you are strong in that belief, that's when everything will start coming to you that you can recognize, that you can grasp, that you can grab hold of, that you can start changing your life. You have to change your core beliefs. And when you get down to understanding your core beliefs, that's when you can change them. You can't just brush them aside and say, next week I'll do something. You have to get up. You have to be motivated. How bad do you want the money? How bad do you want that house? How bad do you want that new love in your life? You have to make that decision. No one can do that but you. And from that point is when you start making and changing your belief system so that you can acquire that what you want. It's really that simple. But it takes work. It's constant monitoring. And you can do it. You can absolutely do it. You simply have to take a new approach. You have to dissolve those old thought processes that are keeping you from reaching what you truly want. People spend significant effort and money looking for ways to get what they want. Happiness, love, jobs, only to give up in pure frustration. The secret is to focus on dissolving the barriers. Those barriers are your limiting beliefs that are generating your life's frustration and fear. To get what you want, you have to work at it. You have to change it. You have to maintain a positive environment. You have to change your belief from lack into abundance. You're the only one that can do this. And there are many ways that can help you. And I'm going to suggest that hypnosis can help you with this. Hypnosis can free up the blocks in your brain. It can seriously and dramatically impact your life for the better. So if you're not getting what you want, or you don't have the discipline to constantly think the thoughts you need to think, then I'm going to suggest hypnotherapy. And that's why I'm really, really excited about my next guest. She is a hypnotherapist. And she is now going to be on Law of Attraction Radio Network with her own show. And she is one powerful lady that can help you in reaching your goals and desires. I am so excited and so happy to introduce you to this wonderful lady who's going to make a difference in your life. Right now, I am so thrilled to introduce you to a great woman named Elena Scher. Wow, she is so powerful. She is a teacher of the Course in Miracles, and as you well know, that means she is well versed in the metaphysical side of the law of attraction. And she also knows the power of the mind because she happens to be a hypnotherapist as well. So guess what? Starting next week, you can listen to Elena with her own show called Infinite Success with Elena Scher right here on Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am so excited because she knows the principles behind the Law of Attraction inside and out, and she has manifested a wonderful life as well with a fabulous husband and children to boot. So join me in welcoming Elena Scher to Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome, Elena. I'm so happy to have you on the network.
Thank you so much, Jules. I mean, I've been following you for years, and I'm so honored and I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
And you are into everything. And I'm glad to say you're a hypnotherapist as well as counselor. I mean, you have got this wealth of knowledge from everything. And you're going to be able to help so many people get a better understanding of what they're going through. And this is so important right now, especially for the law of attraction, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, for the law of attraction. A lot of times what happens is because we are so inundated with information, whether you are inundated through social media, magazines, newspapers, or even TV, unfortunately, they don't call it programming for nothing. And it can easily take us into a spiral of being very judgmental of everything that's going on within the world. And what happens is that when we are tuned into, and again, inundated with all this information, we are, I would actually say, drunk with a bunch of information that's really most of the time not even very accurate.
Right.
And what happens is that steals our moment of peace. I notice for myself that if I sit and I watch TV, I have this concept of the world that's very different from the concept of the world that I get when I just stand outside and I go to the grocery store and I interact with other people. And so it's very important, especially in this time right now, to make sure that your vibrational energy is working properly for a lot of reasons, for the reasons of the vibrational energy of the world. We live in this world, and it's so easy to watch what's going on in Afghanistan, what's going on in Cuba, what's going on all over the world, what's going on in politics, what's going on in religion, and to make these judgments. And basically the same fuel that's in that fire right now, now it adds to it. That vibrational energy adds to it. And also too, it also robs you of the present moment. And I'm also a Course in Miracles teacher as well. And the one thing in a Course in Miracles is it says that you cannot establish the curriculum. And that doesn't mean the curriculum of the book, that means the curriculum of your everyday life. Because we're here in this classroom called Earth. And as we're here in this classroom called Earth, a lot of times in the course it says, you know, death and killing. And it doesn't really mean death and killing in the way that we're thinking, you know, psycho or anything like that. It means death and killing of our true nature, of who we truly are. And when we are giving our attention and judgment to the present moment, and we're looking at something in our awareness that's pissing us off, what's happening is that that's what the death is talking about within the Course in Miracles. And so the really important thing is that we have to really watch our mindset at all times. We really have to. And if we want to see peace in the world, then what we need to do is we need to have peace within ourselves first. And that's the only way that we are going to have a peaceful world.
I also, and I agree with you 100%. I find that because there is so much chaos going on in the world, that if we put a mindset together and vibrate it out at the same time via hypnosis, which is powerful, then you can actually correct that situation to where it is supposed to be, maybe ending the violence, maybe bringing clarity. But I think that is exceptionally important right now in this day and time, that we all come together with one mindset and be at peace, and maybe we can help the world. I mean, we did come here to help the world. We came here to help ourselves, and we came here to make this a better place of living. That's why people are listening into the Law of Attraction Radio Network, because we, when we improve ourselves, we're improving the world around us as well.
Absolutely.
Vibration. Yeah.
Absolutely. We absolutely are. And not only are we doing that, but we're also, you know, and again, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You're also upping your immune system as well. So your vibrational energy is nice and high, and your immune system, it actually elevates your immune system by some 40%, which I think is pretty important. So If I'm sitting here in anger and I'm sitting here in frustration of everything that's going on, do I like what's going on? Not really. But if I can just acknowledge that part of me that is saying, okay, well, there's a part of me that's in judgment, and it's not an easy thing to do, let me tell you, especially when you look at, again, all the chaos that's going on in the world. But if I take the perspective is that peace begins with me, and then I can, if I do decide to go on my social media, it was really interesting. I actually went on Instagram yesterday and I saw a soldier that was in Afghanistan that was, I mean, you can tell these guys are so fatigued mentally and physically and emotionally. He was going around and giving water to every single person he possibly could. And when you look at the good in that, it's like, wow, wow. Oh my goodness. Our men are fantastic. Our women are fantastic. Our troops are just, God bless them all. They're wonderful. And so when I start to look at the good, it's like Ram Dass said, if you want to see the face of the devil in everyone, look for the face of the devil in everyone, and it will reflect itself back to you. If you want to see the face of Christ-like consciousness, look for the face of Christ, and that will reflect back to you. And it's interesting because a lot of all of this social media and a lot of, you know, the programming that we see, unfortunately, you know, there's some great stuff about it, but also too, a lot of it is all ego-based. A lot of it is making somebody else wrong, making somebody else right. And what happens is again, you lose your peace. You lose that direct connection to who you truly are, because in really all we really have is this moment in time. And in this moment in time, it's a fresh, clean moment. And if I'm going to take an old belief system, or if I'm going to take a judgment and I'm going to place that in my present moment right now, well, then guess what my future is going to look like? It's the definition of karma. So we're going to continue to do that over and over and over again. And so if we want to have a peaceful world, well, the peace begins with me first.
Right. So how do you do that without ignoring what is going on? I mean, you have to acknowledge the stuff is going on in more than one place. So how do you stay attuned, but still witnessing life?
How you stay attuned and still witnessing life is you observe it. Because what happens is it's almost like you defuse your belief system on it. One thing that I've noticed from even having COVID is that I didn't really think it was going to be that big of a deal. And it really, excuse my language, knocked me on my ass, if I can say that. But, and then I actually got the perspective of, you know, if somebody who's 65 years or older and has a compromised immune system, this could be a very scary thing. And so I really, for myself, I realized that it's like, I saw where the fear was coming from. Now I recognize it. So a lot of times we make judgments on things. We make an opinion on something. And what happens is we don't even know the full reasoning behind it all.
Right.
We really don't. I can't tell you how many times that I've been in judgment over something that somebody has done when I haven't even really seen the other side of it. Mm. And so if we can become more of an observer to what's going on, and not coming from a place of fear, not coming from a place of anger, but if we can observe something, we can observe what's going on in the world, and something that's a lot higher than us, that is our true nature, independently of this little ego self, this little identity that we created with all these little programs and beliefs, can start to come in. And instead of being outraged, you can come in, and whether it's getting a prayer circle together and just sending a good energy to people in Afghanistan, or whether it's maybe even giving some work to somebody who's in Venezuela, who, you know, our American dollar would go very, very far over there to somebody who may be very internet savvy, who can help somebody out in this country. So there are always opportunities and ways that we can help out our world, that we can help out our country, that we can help others out without going from a place of the ego. And what happens is that your ego is always the first to come on the scene and to make complete judgment of everything that's going on. And what happens is that when our ego is there and doing that, again, it robs us of the present moment, and it robs us of really any opportunity that we have to create a peaceful world outside of us. It's like, what was it? Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it.
True. But that ego, again, is what you can sit down, become quiet, and say, you know what? I have the power that I'm just going to send a whole bunch of loving energy by myself to this place, to this location. And that's the good that ego.
Absolutely.
So there's a good side and the bad side. And you always kind of want to land in the middle, I would think.
Well, I actually think that for me personally, I know that when I'm operating from a place of the ego, I think Dr. Wayne Dyer said it beautifully when he said, edge God out. And so there are aspects of the ego that, that can be looked at that way. And I think that that's really wonderful. But I do know that when I try to operate from a place of my little identity, my little self, my Elena Scher, raised by these two people in this life right now, that I'm really not operating from the greater good of all parties involved. And I'm really not seeing things from a bigger perspective. And sometimes it's just as simple as just closing your eyes and literally just quieting your mind out. And even just putting yourself in maybe almost like it's like a, I don't like to go into a lot of religious terms, but like Jesus said, above the battleground. And when you're literally above the battleground, because we're not going to fix the world's problems. No. We're really not. Nobody here is. No matter how outraged and how pissed off we get, nobody is going to solve the world's problems. But what we can do is we can make sure that the people that we interact with on a daily basis, that when you feel a compliment coming on, to compliment somebody on their smile, compliment somebody on their dress, compliment somebody on how beautiful their child is, say it. absolutely say it, because that could be one thing that could turn somebody's day around. We're here to help each other out. We're not here to tear each other down. And it's not always easy, because we look at things and we get into our judgment of everything. But if we want to heal the world, we want to make the world a better place, we want to have more peace in the world, we need to start with ourselves first.
Right. Start with yourself. Exactly. Good point. And that true is very true for the principles behind the law of attraction, because you can't create for someone else. You can only create for yourself. And so you've got to be in the mindset of what it is exactly that you want so that you can pursue that. So it takes great clarity. And I think by you and your show, you're going to allow people to focus in on that clarity and get them to stop looking at everything else, but to concentrate on their mind, on their mindset. And that's what's going to be so powerful about you, that you can absolutely help people. And I think you're going to have a live show, what, every month? Once a month?
Yes. Once a month, I'll have a live show. Absolutely.
So that absolutely, you can take people and answer questions. And, you know, that is so powerful, because people can truly identify with what they're hearing and even catch up more. I think it's really powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, too, something that I want to do in my show is that I want to take it beyond the self-help knowledge. I want to take it beyond the reading the self-help book, because until we can start to implement these tools and techniques, and we always need a tool. When I teach my Course in Miracles classes, I always give a tool for the week. And what happens is that when you can stop a thought process in the middle of it happening, and you can create that gap, and then you can implement the tool, that's where the shift starts to really happen. When the interruption starts to happen of your usual normal way of doing things. And so that's why I feel that tools are very, very important. I've been studying law of attraction. I've been studying hypnosis, Course in Miracles, bioenergetics for the past 25 years. And my tools, I have such a big toolbox. And I will tell you this, is that I use my tools every single day. Good. And that's the way to, if you want to rewire your thinking, if you want to create a different world and you want to see the world differently, then you have to have these tools. You have to, because it's the difference between, okay, well, the frontal lobe, who's really excited, reads a self-help book, and then something happens about an hour later, and then all of a sudden you're back into the old programming again.
And that's then where what's really happened. That's where hypnosis comes in, because hypnosis is actually rewiring the brain so that you can identify and keep it coming. You aren't going to forget it. That's where hypnosis is so, so powerful. And I'm so happy we've got another hypnotherapist on the network. This is wonderful. And you're going to take appointments too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
This is great. This is great, because I'm running out of time. So I am so helped, because hypnotherapy really does make a huge difference in people's lives.
And it absolutely does.
You know that. I know that. I've seen people just totally change. But to get the message out is that you don't have to work so hard once you know that you have the power to get that brain going in the direction. And I've got to tell you, hypnotherapy is the right way to go. It's
absolutely
fast, and it's effective, and it's just so incredible. I strongly urge everyone to call you for an appointment, because, you know, I just got too many things going on with the network and the magazine and everything else. So that's why I am so grateful that you are coming in and going to be able to take all these people who need it, and that you're going to make a dramatic difference in their lives.
Well, thank you. And you know, what's interestingly enough is that we're actually all under constant hypnosis. I love it when people tell me that it's like, well, I can't be hypnotized. Well, if you can watch a movie on TV and or even again, watch the news, you're hypnotized. If you're driving in your car, you're under a state of hypnosis. A lot of times, even when we are in a judgmental state about something, or we see something in our awareness and we get angry about it, that's actually a source of hypnosis. That's our programming that we took on at a very young age. And then when you were in a deep theta hypnotic state, which is one of the deepest states of hypnosis. So we are always in a state of hypnosis, but the question is how do I create the world that I want to have? How do I create the life that I want to have? And I agree with you, hypnosis is such a wonderful tool in getting us there. And it's really just the need of wanting to have a different life, because most of us are really not living the life that we want to live.
That's true. That's true. And it's not that difficult to do, but you've got to get your mind in sync with what you want to do. And that's where hypnosis works so well. It
absolutely
brings everything together, where your frustrations are down the tubes, you know, but life just starts getting easier and easier, because it's your mind is getting into a mindset that you can do, be, have anything. And it removes the blocks that keep us from getting where we want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we want to have a life that's peaceful, healthy, prosperous, well, what signal are you sending out right now? Where's your antenna? How are your emotions? How do you feel? And if you're not feeling all of those things, well, now the world is just a reflection back of what's going on inside of you.
Exactly.
And that's why, yeah.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, you know, there's a lot of listeners out there who are desperate to make more money. I'm going to tell you can do it. The only thing that's stopping you from reaching your financial wherewithal is your mind, because it's saying, no, you can't do it. Once you change that, the whole world, financial world, opens up to you. The same goes for love. If you say, I am always, always attracting the wrong people to me, well, guess what you're doing? You're attracting more. So you got to get your mind. And that's where hypnosis is so powerful. You can literally resolve any issue, because those issues have to do with blocks within your brain that you were born with, that you adapted to till you were 7 years old, till high school and traumatic things happened. You know, really, you can change your life to do exactly what you want to do. I started hypnotherapy like 15 years ago. No, maybe it was longer than that. But that's why I got so tuned into the law of attraction, because hypnosis really is the law of attraction. How can you attract what you want to come to you if you are not thinking in that mindset? And that's exactly what hypnosis will do. It will get you on track. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. If you're holding the seed in your awareness of I'm unlovable, and that little seed, maybe it's something that was implanted by your subconscious mind, maybe when you were 3 years old, and you know, you went to go reach for a bologna sandwich and your mother smacked your hand. So immediately you take on this belief system that you're unlovable. And then now all of a sudden you're 36 years old and every single guy that you're dating out there is showing you exactly that. Well, then that's where the deep work needs to come in. And that's where hypnotherapy is just wonderful, because what it does is it takes that belief system and it corrects it in the mind. So the conscious mind can agree with the subconscious mind. Okay, we start to take in our own responsibility and we start to look at our belief system and we start to say, okay, well, you know, I'm not financially where I want to be. Okay, well, let me see, you know, where is my mindset with finances? Well, I'm poor. So, okay, well, where's this from? All right, this is from maybe watching my parents go through bankruptcy when I was 10 years old. So, okay, well, we can rework that because we have a good, pleasant, present, clean moment that we can do that with. So there are so many ways that people can start to heal their world, but it's unfortunate because it's never been mentioned to us in this world that you can create your world from the inside out. You have this wonderful thing called free will. Yeah. And you have a choice at any given moment, any situation. You can look at it and you can say, okay, am I going to be a victim of this or am I going to be victorious over this?
That's very well put. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. That is so great. And if you even go for a hypnosis session with her, oh my goodness, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Your life will change. And, you know, if it's just one person that changes, it's going to help. But just think, if we have millions of people changing the way they think, that's when real change occurs in the world. That's when everyone will experience peace. Because as you started off, that's our vibration, just growing,
absolutely,
and growing and growing. And it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to your first show and actually your little group meetings on Zoom, which you can have people ask you questions and everything. Oh, I think it's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll listen into your first show. I'm going to put out a blast email so no one forgets. By the way, I want to remind everyone, if you want to get updates on Law of Attraction Radio Network, all of the shows and the magazine and everything else, go to loaradionetwork.com and just put in your name and email address and you'll get those maybe once a week, and you'll stay in tune with all of the brand new shows, all of the excitement, and especially the new Law of Attraction magazine, which just launched. So anyway, it was really good. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll see you real soon on your own brand new show.
Thank you, Jules. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.